The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. On one occasion, I was genuinely trying to discern a certain aspect of my life, something that I was involved in, and I wasn't sure, is it in accord with God's will? Is he okay with it? And finally, after a few months, I thought, I just got to lay this before my spiritual director, and I spelled it all out and said everything. And his response to me was this: would you do it in the light? Would you be okay with people finding out that you were doing this? What if someone walked in the room in that moment and saw? What would your response be? Would you be embarrassed? Would you be frightened? Would you try to hide it? Great advice. Do we want every aspect of our lives lived in the light? And if there's things we want to hide, we should question, why am I trying to hide this? Would I want to close the door so that no one sees? Would I whisper so that no one hears? And when we give in to the darkness, when we don't want to come to the light, that darkness wants to pervade our entire lives. It wants to completely consume everything. And what happens is, little by little, if we are involved in such activity, we don't want to come to the light. And subconsciously, little by little, we start to hate the light. We despise it. And if we fall into certain sin, we lose the taste for spiritual things. We don't have that same draw as before to get to Mass every single day. Or that desire, gosh, I need to get my rosary said. It slips away. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the light of the world, and he came into the world to scatter the darkness, and the darkness cannot and will not overcome it. May we choose anew to live in the light and ask our Lord Jesus Christ to enlighten our hearts and our minds. If there is anything not in accord with his will, that we allow him to set us free, that we beg him to set us free.